Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Mem Avram Gold Hai, and today Masechet Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, the third parak, will have a guzzle. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph stated, where the minhag with challah is levarech yevarech, to recite a bracha, one recites a bracha. Abai said, Oshana el achrav, el lefanav, mitzvah levarech. They taught that the matter of making a bracha is a minhag only with regard to the one recited after challah. But with regard to the bracha recited before challah, there's an actual chiyuv to recite the bracha. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, kol mitzvahs kulon mevarech alehen over l'siyasan. Regarding all of the mitzvahs, one recites the bracha for them immediately before the performance. Then we're asked which pasuk indicates the word over has the meaning of before. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, it's written, V'yaretz achimatz derech hakikar, V'yaberes hakushi. Achimatz ran by the way of the plain and went before, V'yavor, the kushi. Abai said, it's derived from, who over lifnehem. Then he went before them, referring to Yaakov going before his wives and his sons, the great Esav. Or it can be derived from, V'yavor malkam lifnehem, V'ashem barosham. And their king goes before them with the Shem at their head, referring to when the Mashiach goes before the Jewish people, and Hashem precedes all of them. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Holokeach lulav mechaver b'shviz, nosin la'esuk b'matan. If one purchases a lulav during Shemitah from his friend, who's an Am Haaretz, he must give him the esrog as a gift. L'fi she'en rasha l'locho b'shviz, because he is not permitted to purchase it from him during Shemitah. The Gemara clarifies that a lulav that one buys in Shemitah is a product of the 6th year, since it grew primarily during the 6th year, whereas an esrog status is determined when it's picked, making it the product of Shemitah. The Gemara asks what one should do if the Am Haaretz does not want to give him the esrog as a gift. Rav Huna answered, Mavli le deme esrog b'lulav. He includes the cost of the esrog in the price of the lulav. Rashi explains they should raise the price of the lulav to the point where he can give the esrog as a gift. And pointing with you, the Gemara questions why the Mishnah forbids one to purchase an esrog outright and answers, Levisha ain't mostly to make Paris shviz lamaarts, because one's not permitted to give an Am Haaretz money from the sale of Shemitah produce because he may use the money in a forbidden manner. Rashi explains that the Torah states the shviz produce is la'achla below a schora, for you to eat and not to do commerce. This doesn't prohibit the produce from being sold, rather, it teaches that the money, like the produce for which it was received, must be consumed, meaning spent on food or similar items during Shemitah. An Am Haaretz is suspected of saving his money past this time. If one purchases produce from him, then he'll be leading him to sin. For it was taught in Braisa, one is not permitted to give an Am Haaretz money from the sale of Shemitah produce above the cost of purchasing 3 meals. And if he forgot and gave him more, he should say, Hari Maus Halulu, you mukhulalin al peru sheishi besok besi. These Shemitah monies that are now in the hands of the Am Haaretz should be deconsecrated on the non-Shemitah produce that I have in my house, and he, the chaver, comes and eats them in accordance to Kedusha Shviz. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph stated, where the minhag with challah is levarech yevarech. To recite a bracha, one recites a bracha. Abai said, Oshanu el achrav, al lefanav mitzvah levarech. They taught that the matter of making a bracha is a minhag only with regard to the one recited after challah, but with regard to the bracha recited before challah, there is an actual chiyuv to recite the bracha. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, kol ha-mitzvahs kulan, mevarech alehen over l'siyasan. Regarding all of the mitzvahs, one recites the bracha for them immediately before their performance. The Gemara asks, which pasuk indicates that the word over has the meaning of before? Rav Nachman Yitzchak said it's written, v'yaretz achimatz derech hakikar, v'yavor zakushi. Achimatz ran by the way of the plain and went before yavor, the kushi. Abai said it's derived from, hu over lifnehem. Then he went before them, referring to Yaakov going before his wives to greet Esav. Or it can be derived from V'yavor malkam lifnehem v'ashem barosham. And their king goes before them with Hashem at their head, referring to when the Mashiach goes before the Jewish people and Hashem precedes all of them. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Halokeach lulav mechavero b'shviz, nosin la'esrog b'matana. If one purchases a lulav during Shemitah from his friend who is an Am Haaretz, he must give him the esrog as a gift, l'fishein rishai l'locho b'shviz, because he's not permitted to purchase it from him during Shemitah. The Gemara clarifies that a lulav that one buys in Shemitah is the product of the 6th year, since it primarily grew during the 6th year, whereas an esrog status is determined when it's picked, making it the product of Shemitah. The Gemara asks what one should do if the Am Haaretz does not want to give him the esrog as a gift, and Rav Huna answered, Mavli le deme esrog b'lulav. He includes the cost of the esrog in the price of the lulav. Rashi explains they should raise the price of the lulav to the point where he can give the esrog as a gift. And point number 3, the Gemara questions why the Mishnah forbids one to purchase an esrog outright and answers, L'fi she'en mostrin deme peru shviz l'Am Haaretz, because one is not permitted to give an Am Haaretz money from the sale of Shemitah produce because he may use the money in a forbidden manner. Rashi explains that the Torah states that shviz produce is la'achla v'lo l'schora, for you to eat and not to do commerce. Now, this does not prohibit the produce from being sold. Rather, it teaches that the money, like the produce for which it was received, must be consumed, meaning spent on food or similar items during Shemitah. Anam Ha'aretz is suspected of saving his money past this time. If one purchases produce from him, he'll be leading him to sin. For it's taught in a braisa that one is not permitted to give an Anam Ha'aretz money from the sale of Shemitah produce above the cost of purchasing three meals. And if he forgot and gave him more, he should say, Hari Ma'os Ha'u Yimuchuloin al Perishiyeshi Besok Besi. These Shemitah monies that are now in the hands of the Anam Ha'aretz should be deconsecrated on non-Shemitah produce that I have in my house, Baba Ochem Kedusha Shviz. And he, referring to the Chaver, comes and eats them in accordance to Kedusha Shviz. All right, so now we go to Simfer Daf Lamed Tes, and our standard simin is a letter. A letter. So here goes. When the letter with the instructions to recite a bracha at the beginning of Hallel arrived, along with the Shemitah Lulav package that came with an esrog as a present, the man made sure to pay the Anam Ha'aretz only enough to purchase three meals. So once again, slow motion. When the letter, that must be more on Daf Lamed Tes. When the letter with the instructions to recite a bracha at the beginning of Hallel arrived, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph stated, where the minhag with Hallel is levarach yavarach, to recite a bracha, one recites a bracha. Bai said, they taught that the manner of making a bracha is a minhag only with regard to the one recited after Hallel. But with regard to the bracha recited before Hallel, there's an actual chiyuv to recite the bracha. For Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Shmuel, kol ha-mitzvahs kulan mevarach alehen over l'siyas son. Regarding all of the mitzvahs, one recites the bracha for them immediately before the performance. The Gemara asks, which pasuk indicates the word over has the meaning of before and brings three sources. So when the letter with the instructions to recite a bracha at the beginning of Hallel arrived, along with the Shemitah Lulav package that came with an esrog as a present, which reminds the next Mishnah states that if one purchases a lulav during Shemitah from an Anam Ha'aretz, he must give him the esrog as a gift because he's not permitted to purchase it from it during Shemitah. If the Anam Ha'aretz does not want to give him the esrog as a gift, Rav Huna said, Mavli le demei esrog b'lulav. He includes the cost of the esrog in the price of the lulav. Rashi explains that he should raise the price of the lulav to the point where he can give the esrog as a gift. So when the letter with the instructions to recite a bracha at the beginning of Hallel arrived, along with the Shemitah lulav package that came with an esrog as a present, the man made sure to pay the Anam Ha'aretz only enough to purchase three meals, which reminds us. The Gemara questions why the Mishnah forbids one to purchase an esrog outright and answers, Levisha ain't mostrim to make Paris Shviz Anam Ha'aretz, because one's not permitted to give an Anam Ha'aretz money from the sale of Shemitah produce because he may use the money in a forbidden manner. Rashi explains that the Torah states that Shviz produce is la'achla, below a schora, for you to eat and not to do commerce. This does not prohibit the produce from being sold. Rather, it teaches that the money, like the produce for which it was received, must be consumed, meaning spent on food or similar items during Shemitah. Anam Ha'aretz is suspected of saving his money past this time. If one purchases produce from him, then he'll be leading to sin. For it's taught in a braisa, one is not permitted to give Anam Ha'aretz money from the sale of Shemitah produce above the cost of purchasing three meals. So once again, when the letter with the instructions to recite a bracha at the beginning of Hallel arrived, along with the Shemitah lulav package that came with an esrog as a present, the man made sure to pay the Anam Ha'aretz only enough to purchase three meals. All right, now it's time for a four-blah back chazora. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la, la, la. So here goes. The pre-Eitz Hadar children's choir. That must be more in Daf Lamed Hey. La, la, la. The pre-Eitz Hadar children's choir, comprised of kids of different ages, dressed up as esrogim, singing in a tree, which reminds us that we have four different pshatim regarding the pasuk of pre-Eitz Hadar. Either it's Shatama Eitz, Ketama Pri, or read it as Hadir, that the esrog tree is like a corral, in that the new fruits arrive when the older fruits are still on the tree, because an esrog is different from other fruits, in that it can be on the tree for a number of years, or Altikra Hadar El Hadar, Shadar B'Ilanu Mishana Lashana, that it dwells on the tree from year after year, or Altikra Hadar El Idar, which is Greek for water, since the esrog tree relies upon both rainfall and irrigation. So the pre-Eitz Hadar children's choir, comprised of kids of different ages, dressed up as esrogim, singing in a tree, wouldn't let the kid in the Orla Esrog costume, which reminds us that there are two reasons given for why an Esrog of Orla is possible, either because it has no Heter Achila, or it doesn't have a Din Mamon, since Orla is Asubana and would not fulfill Lil Kalkta Mochem. Now, while the Gemara says that everybody agrees that an Esrog requires a Heter Achila, there is a disagreement whether it requires a Din Mamon. The Nafkamina is Maaseh Sheni eat in Yerushalayim, according to Rabbi Meir. While it does have a Heter Achila, since it's in Yerushalayim, it does not have a Din Mamon, according to Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, it belongs to the Most High, and not considered the money of the owner. So the pre-Eitz Hadar children's choir, comprised of kids of different ages, dress up as esrogim, singing in a tree, wouldn't let the kid in the Orla Esrog costume, and the one who broke his pitam, join them. Which reminds the Mishnah said, Nitl Pitmaso Aser, if the pitam is removed, it is aser because it's chaser, it's deficient. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Elazar brought a brisa with the reading nitla buchnaso, its pestle was removed. This reading reflects the fact that the pitam is pointed and its shape resembles that of a pestle. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Elazar informs us that the esrog is pasul only if the base of the pitam is missing, but not if the bud is missing. Daf Lamed Vav. So the simur Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The embarrassed merchant who sold 36 lulavim. 36 lulavim? That must be on Daf Lamed Vav. 36. The embarrassed merchant who sold 36 lulavim with what turned out to be trefas rogim, which reminds us, Rava inquired, Noda be'esrog simani trefa mahu. What is the halacha of the signs of a trefa appeared in an esrog? If its flesh is dissolved, but the inner pockets containing the seeds are intact. Perhaps in the case of a lung, where the bronchial tubes are still intact, since the external atmosphere doesn't impact on it, for the lung isn't closed within the body, that even though the flesh has dissolved, hader barya, it can regenerate, and that's why the animal is not a trefa. But here in the case of the esrog, the external atmosphere does impact on it, and it inevitably rots once the flesh has dissolved, and since it doesn't regenerate, the esrog is pasul. Or perhaps there is no difference between the lung and the esrog. The Gemara's attempt to resolve the question is not successful. So the embarrassed merchant who sold 36 lulavim with what turned out to be trefes rogim, replaced them with this rogim that looked like water wheels, which reminds us there was stated in a brisa, gadu betfus v'asuk mimbriya recher, it's pasul. If one grew the esrog in a mold and it formed like another species, it's pasul. Rava said that they taught this only when one formed an esrog like another species. But if one shaped like its own form, it's kosher. The Gemara asks, that's obvious, the brisa stipulates like another species, and answers that Rava's statement was necessary concerning a case where the esrog was fashioned with many planks, which refers to a mold that caused the esrog to grow in the shape of a water wheel, with numerous broad spokes emerging from a central core. Rava teaches that this is considered a normal form of esrog. So the embarrassed merchant who sold 36 lulavim with what turned out to be trefes rogim, replaced him with esrogim that looked like water wheels, and gave each person a free egged, from one of the dalad meaning. Which reminds us, the next mission states, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein ogdin es luv el bemino. We may not bind the luv bundle except with its own kind. Whereas Rabbi Meir holds, Afil b'chut m'mashicha, we may bind it even with one thread. Rava says Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is that he holds luv sarich eged, that the luv requires bundling with the other species as part of the mitzvah. Rashi explains that since the eged is required, whatever is joined in the bundle, even as a wrapping, is considered an inherent part of the mitzvah. Therefore, if one uses a fifth material, he will violate a Baal Tosif, the prohibition of adding to a mitzvah. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the simur Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The laser tag champ. Laser tag champ. That must be more Daf Lamed Zayin. The laser tag champ hiding out in the sukkah with the dalad meaning schach, which reminds us of Malchus Ramiram the Rebuta whether the schach can be made of anything that grows from the ground, and is not makabel tumah, or it must come from the dalad meaning. Rebuta brings the kavah chomer for the mitzvah of luv. If the luv, which only applies by day, comes to the dalad meaning, kavah chomer to the sukkah, which applies in the day and the night, that it should come from the dalad meaning. So they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Kol din shatadan tchilasu lahachmer v'sof lahakel enodin. Any kol v'chomer that you advance with the intent to be more machmer, but whose end results in a kula, is not an admissible kol v'chomer. For according to you, if one cannot find schach from the dal meaning, he will not be able to fulfill the mitzvah. And the pasuk says, Pasukas teshu shivas yamim, sukkas you shall dwell for 7 days. So the laser tag champ, hiding out in the sukkah with the dal meaning schach, zapped his rival as he was sniffing a hadas. Which reminds the Gemara cites a number of Rabba's rulings, Hadas shal mitzvah asul ariechbo, esrog shal mitzvah mutul ariechbo. Concerning the hadas that's designated for the mitzvah, it's forbidden to smell it in sukkahs, but concerning the esrog designated for the mitzvah, one is permitted to smell it in sukkahs. So what's the reason? With respect to hadas, which normally stands to be used for smelling, when one sets it aside for the mitzvah, he sets it aside from the use of smelling. And Rashi explains that the prohibition is derived through the analogy of the sukkah. The chal shem shemai malatze sukkah. The wood is consecrated for the mitzvah of sukkah and may not be used for other purposes. But with respect to the esrog, which normally stands to be used for eating, when one sets it aside for the mitzvah, he set it aside from the use of eating. But he didn't set it aside from the use of smelling. So the laser tag champ, hiding out in the sukkah with the dalad meaning schach, zapped his rival as he was sniffing a hadas and kept the enemy team at bay by waving his laser gun back and forth. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains the symbolism of the waving the luv back and forth and up and down. Daf Lamed Ches, so the simur Daf Lamed Ches is a double lach, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. When the host interrupted his chicken soup meal, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Ches, a double lach. When the host interrupted his chicken soup meal, when he saw that his luv had arrived, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a contradiction and states in the Mishnah that one takes the luv at the table, which is to say that he must interrupt his meal in order to fulfill the mitzvah. But it states in the Mishnah in Shabbos that if one began his meal before davening mincha, Amabsikin. He's not required to interrupt his meal, but can finish in Devon afterwards. Rav Safra said there's no stira. The Mishnah in Shabbos refers to where there's enough time in the day to finish the meal in Devon, whereas our Mishnah is dealing with when there's not enough time to finish and take the lulav. So when the host interrupted his chicken soup meal, when he saw that his lulav had arrived, he began reciting Halal with Haluka, upon which his guests responded in kind. Which reminds Gemara brings Rav, who said major halachas can be deduced from the current custom for the recitation of Halal. Rashi explains that the custom in Rav's time changed considerably from when Halal was instituted by the Nevi'im, as people became more proficient in reciting Halal together with the Baal Tefillah, and the custom was to do it in unison, except in certain places. The first halacha of six that Rav mentioned was that the Baal Tefillah would recite the first word, Haluka, and the people would respond, Haluka. Mikansha, mitzvah zlanos haluka. From here, it can be inferred that it's a mitzvah to respond haluka at the beginning of halal. So, when the host interrupted his chicken soup meal, when he saw that his lulav had arrived, he began reciting halal with haluka, upon which his guests responded in kind, except for the man who was busy enjoying his matzah ball, who merely listened as his form of response. Which reminds us that the source for Shomei Ko'onah comes from the pasuk that states that Yoshiyahu read from the Sefer when in fact he listened to Shafan read it. We see from here that Shomei Ko'onah. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.